Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. We're digging deeper into Matthew's Gospel, and today we're in Matthew chapter 8, verses 28 and 29, Tomb Raider. And this is part one of two parts to this passage and the verses that follow. It reads, "When he arrived at the other side in the region of the Gadarenes, two demon-possessed men coming from the tombs met him. They were so violent that no one could pass that way. 'What do you want with us, Son of God?' they shouted. 'Have you come here to torture us before the appointed time?'" Well, we're going to split this story into two because there are so many interesting and inspiring aspects to it. We'll look next time at the solution to their problem. But first, we will focus on the state of the two men and the reaction of Jesus to them. In Mark's account of this same story, the second man is not mentioned. Some make a big deal of this, seeing a possible contradiction. However, two different storytellers telling the same events from a different perspective are bound to select different details. Rather than worry about why Matthew mentions two men and Mark only one, I suggest we remember the point of the events. Jesus is confronted with a situation beyond the power of any human being. Who would want to spend time with such unclean people as these two demon-possessed men? I mean, this is a Gentile area that's signified by the presence of pigs and the fact that Gadara was a Greek town controlling an area on the east side of the Lake of Galilee, a Gentile-dominated area. The men are demon-possessed, they live in tomb land and are violent to the point of clearing the local high street. Hardly attractive to most of us. Yet Jesus treats them as valuable. How do we know that? He does not run away. He certainly could have. He does not condemn them. He speaks no words of derision or false pity. Instead, as the story unfolds, he talks to them, finds out what they want, and helps find a solution to their tortured existence. The power of Jesus is displayed in the second half of this story, but it is his love that stands out first. The power means nothing without the love. We see that Jesus is determined to let all people know they are loved by God, even if no one else is conveying that truth to them, or even if the people themselves cannot believe it. His love is what rescues these men from their tombs. Who can we love? Who can I love? Who can you love that the world finds unlovable? Find someone to love like that, and you and I will truly be Christ's ambassadors. We'll go on to part two in the next podcast, but until then, I hope you have a wonderful day. If you'd like to find out more about our work, you can find us at thelondonchurch.org. Take care and God bless.